Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode from I'm Not a Robot. Today I have, as a guest speaker, Dimitra Caracosta with me, who is a member of the board of directors at GPMA, which is the Association of HR Professionals in Greece, and also the vice president of people and culture at PeopleCert. PeopleCert is one of the partners of AI Academy, who is the global leader in exam and certification management, and they operate in over 200 countries worldwide and employ more than 1,000 employees from 40 nationalities. Alongside her duties, Dimitra is also an elected board member of the Greek People Management Association. So she's been very active in the field and she has a lot to say when it comes to how do you bring a new technology in your company. Hi, Dimitra, how are you?
Hello, Helen. I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me in this podcast.
Thank you for coming. It's great to have you here. So before we start the episode, I start by asking this question to our guest speakers because I want to make sure that you're a human and not a robot. So we will start by resolving your CAPTCHA. So can you please tell me something about yourself that makes you human?
Very interesting question. Thank you. I think that due to my multiple roles, I mean, I'm just a leader in an organization, leading in an HR function. I volunteer. I'm also a mother. I'm a wife, a daughter. So due to my multiple roles, I sometimes get exhausted, and I don't think that robots get exhausted, and I'm really envy of them for this. So yes, I think this is the most human about me that I can think of.
That's true. Even if sometimes, I don't know about you, but if I'm chatting with the ChatGPT, if I don't get the results I want and I ask it to repeat again, change it, I kind of feel like it gets exhausted and then it gets tired of my questions. But it's just a feeling I have. Yeah, in the beginning it says, here you go, here is your answer, blah blah. And then the more I ask questions, it starts saying, you know, this is the answer. I'm like, okay. Yeah. But that's true. Okay, that's I think that resolves your CAPTCHA. I'm convinced that you're human. So, Dimitra, I know that you have a very long experience in HR and you worked with a lot of different companies, all multinational companies as well. And I'm curious to know where this passion comes from. How did you start your journey?
Well, to tell you the truth, when I was young and studying, I didn't know about HR. I studied finance, and I started my career in finance. But I had the luck to be in a large multinational organization at my early steps in my career, and I had the opportunity to see a little bit of all the functions within an organization, a large organization. And although I was very good at what I did, I mean, in the finance department, and I was going to get promoted, etc., I saw myself in something different. And when I interacted initially with HR, I thought about it that it would be the love of my life, and this is what it actually is. I managed to go to HR, and after a couple, 3 years of experience in the HR department, I also did my master's degree, and then we got married. So apart from my original husband, I'm also married with the HR, and it is my partner for life, I think.
That's actually, I'm thinking that's another thing that probably makes us human. Doing a task, doing a job, and doing it with passion are completely different, right? I'm also someone who's really passionate about what they do. So I think it's super important to also express that. So
I'm sorry about this one comment, because when I work with my friend ChatGPT, I tell him or her, I don't know the gender here, please tell me, write as if it was me. I want it more passionate. And it hasn't reached my aspirations in terms of passion level yet, but let's hope that it will become better on this one.
I can definitely relate to that. So, yeah, passion is something that makes us really human. And I think in what you do, it's super important because you deal with very human questions, very human problems. And one of the biggest questions that people have in their mind in these days with AI is AI going to replace human jobs? Is that justified, this fear by people, or is this an overreaction? What do you think about it?
Well, this is a very good question. I think it's not a justified, this question, and it's not an overreaction. The fear that AI will replace human jobs is not merely an overreaction, because it is a glimpse into a rapidly approaching reality. It's also an incomplete picture at the same time. The concern taps into the fundamental anxiety about the unknown. It is normal, we as people, when we see something that is new to us, that we fear. It is a fear as old as work itself. Every technological advance brings with it a wave of disruption. Imagine the computers when they first were created. Well, AI, with its ability to learn, maybe also create more fear to people that it can replace them. However, innovation should never stop because of fear. We should think positive, and we should think about learning from the past, how innovation and new things, new developments have helped us. And this should help us in the future as well. Of course, it will be challenging. Of course, some things that we used to do are not going to be done in the same way in the future. Maybe we need to unlearn and relearn some skills. Maybe we need to change the way we think and work. But every innovation comes with new opportunities. And this is how we should approach this as well. Maybe our job will change, but I think that it will help us do our job better. It will help us do our job differently and more efficiently. And this is where we should also focus as companies and as organizations.
That's absolutely correct. I'm also, I remember I had a conversation with a colleague of mine in the past week, and we were talking about this news where there was a company who partnered up with OpenAI, and they announced that they're able to do the work of 700 people with AI instead of hiring them. So after this headline, there was a lot of discussion going on what are the jobs that are going to be replaced, etc. And this job was, how do you call them? Do you know the people who answer the phone when you have a problem and they need to respond? It's customer care.
Customer
care, let's say that in general. And that's what this job was about. And this made me think, sometimes I'm also thinking, yes, some jobs are changing, evolving, as you said, and then maybe some jobs will disappear. But then are we really sad as humanity if customer care disappears and then people can have different kind of careers? Because I personally don't know a lot of people that say, you know, when I grow up, this is the job that I want to do for customer care. It's most of the time, it's the job that people move on from. So that also makes me think, I don't know how the future is going to be, but maybe it's not that bad if some jobs disappear.
I totally agree with you. I think, as I said, it is an opportunity. Some jobs will change. And this will help us focus on more important things, on things that we are better, maybe things that we can create more value for ourselves and our organizations. While now we may struggle, or before, we may struggle with a lot of administrative tasks, with a lot of repetitive tasks, we can be more creative, more innovative.
True. And what role do you think should HR play in the adoption of AI?
Well, I think our role is really crucial for the AI adoption in organizations. One part, one element, is the learning and development part. And of course, we need to upskill and reskill people on AI. This falls under the HR responsibility. So we need to provide customized trainings for our people. But this is not just it. It is not just a training exercise. This is a very huge change management project where cultural management as well is important. So HR will play a pivotal role because of this aspect. We need to onboard people to to help them understand the benefits, to remove, if possible, the threats and the fear of the unknown and of AI, and help them understand how this will make their daily life and their work even better, so that we deal with the resistance to change, as in everything new in organization. I think this is the most important role that we need to make, to have in this transformation.
I definitely agree. And what do you think will be the main challenges in doing that for HR professionals?
As you said, I'm not only leading an HR function in PeopleCert. I'm also representing the HR people here in Greece by being a board of directors in the Greek People Management Association. So I speak with a lot of HR people, and I know a lot of HR people, and I have a lot of friends in the HR function. So the main challenge, I think, is that most of us are not very so much into tech and so tech savvy. Most of us come from backgrounds of maybe sociology, of organizational psychology, of more theoretical backgrounds. But I think that we should not be just this from now on. We should embrace this. We should also try, first of all, ourselves to shift our minds and our capabilities towards technology, towards AI, because it's not only about tech people, it's not only about the technology departments, it's about the organization as a whole. And in all roles, it will be a necessity that we use this technology, and we have the mentality, the right mentality to help. So I think this will be the challenge. It will be a change management opportunity for us as well. But apart from this, I see also the very positive things that we bring to the table, because nowadays, more and more companies focus on how to train their people on AI, on tech, on analytics, etc. But at the same time, I think that the soft skills are equal as important. And this is something that we are really good at, and we know from the past. And they will become even more important in the future, because especially for generations, new generations, like Generation Z, Generation A, like my child, I see them growing with a phone and a laptop. I think the easiest thing for them will be learning AI. They already do. Sometimes he helps me, and he's just 12, 13 years old. Anyway, this will be the easy thing for them. So for us as HR, for this part of our employees, who will be the majority in a few years, this will be the easy part. The difficult part is going to be to help them grow also their soft skills, like their creative thinking, their problem solving, their leadership skills, their effective communication, and help them being more close with the human aspect of them as well.
So when we talk about that, what kind of measures can be implemented to ensure that AI tools are accessible and inclusive to all employees, regardless of their tech proficiency?
That's a really good question. In all companies, we have people with different levels of tech proficiency, depending on their background, on their profession, on their age. Sometimes, maybe for some people in more mature age, this is not for all, but for some people, it could be more difficult. So in order to be more accessible and inclusive, we need to do a proactive and inclusive approach in the deployment of the technologies. We need to start from the design phase. AI tools should be developed with simplicity and user-friendliness. We can ask for the input of people and make them ambassadors during building these processes and these tools. Also, providing a comprehensive and ongoing training is important. It's not a one-off training. We need to offer support throughout all the journey of transformation. And this is not something simple or something short in period of time. And equally important is the establishment of a support system, maybe a team that is more specialized in these aspects, a system that people can go and ask questions and get help when they feel that they need it.
So, to ensure this, what initiatives has PeopleCert undertaken to ensure its staff are prepared for an AI-enhanced workplace?
Well, PeopleCert is rooted in the edtech sector, so we are a technology company, providing, of course, best practices, solutions, certifications, exams globally, but we are in the technology field as well. We have a very big tech team in our organization, and our company and our team was lucky enough to be already using such technologies many years ago. We had implemented AI tools and technologies to our examination, our tests, for example, online tests, etc. So to this end, we are much more experienced, I think, and in a better position than other organizations that might be more traditional. Despite this familiarity, though, we are always looking to lead in the new technological developments. So we're not happy with where we are today. We always strive to become even better. And this is where our journey with AI Academy and Gianluca also began. I personally searched to implement a digital transformation, AI digital transformation project for the organization, and to train all our people, 1,000 people in many different countries from 40 different nationalities, and train each one of them in AI and ChatGPT and AI other AI tools and use. So we found the best. I think I personally believe that he is the best of the best globally today. We started this journey together early the previous year, starting from the top management, because we all need to be also ambassadors as management for what comes in front of us. We continued training all the people digitally, of course, because we can't have everyone at the same place. We are, the majority are in Athens, but we also have in many different countries throughout the world. And apart from the training itself, we didn't stay there. We took from every division, every department, the more tech-savvy individuals, and we started some projects, working on some specific projects that were going to make their teams and their departments' job easier, more efficient, using AI tools. This is still ongoing. So we have created, and the teams have created, lots of prototypes. And some of them are already in use and already make our job and our lives easier.
That's super interesting. Also for us, it's always been a pleasure to collaborate with PeopleCert. You're such a dynamic organization, and you take innovation and tech, you embrace it to its fullest. So it's been great for us as well. And I also want to actually share with our listeners, how did you see after the training, how was the collaboration between the tech-savvy people and non-tech-savvy people were like? Because when it comes to especially Gen AI, now a lot of people, even if they don't have the technical interest or skills, they're able to use the technology. So I'm wondering your take on that. How was that interaction within the team members?
Well, it's interesting. Yes, it has become more easy. It was always like the tech guys and these people speak a different language, and it was even difficult being at interviews and asking the right questions. And I think now that after this training and this evolution and development in our company and in our skills, all of our skills, it has become more easy to collaborate. And I think that maybe they a little bit, because they are so genius and so clever and so smart, they respect us a little bit more. They say, oh, even the HR used ChatGPT and they created such amazing formulas. So yes, I think it has helped to shift our collaboration to other levels.
That's a very good point. I think now I really like that even if you don't have the technical interest or skills, when it comes to prompting or when it comes to using an AI tool, it's really important to be able to express yourself, to be able to understand how the technology works and then get the output from it accordingly. And now it's not something that belongs to tech people. So I think within the organization that increases also, that creates a more collaborative environment almost.
And it breaks the silos, it helps into the one team, one dream, one family mentality that we also have as people. So
that's really nice. And you're one of the few organizations that I know that was very early in adopting the technology and starting this transformation project with us as well. So I also really appreciated seeing how you managed the process, because it's not very easy to bring a new technology to the company. And also from a change management point of view, it's not an easy task. So how did you ensure that while bringing this technology to the company, how did you make sure that it was still aligned with a human-centered approach?
It's not easy. As I said at the beginning, change management is the most difficult part of this whole process. I think what was important is speaking honestly and transparently with our people, because they did have this fear of are our jobs going to be no longer needed, are you going to fire us and replace us with AI. We had to do this conversation, this discussion openly. We approached this in a very transparent way. We at the same time tried to mention how important is this shift and this change for them and for the organization. It's always the what's in it for me as well. So in order to convince them, they have to try it and see themselves the positive impacts of this technology and of how it can help them be more effective, do a better job, do it faster. And it's not about the elimination of jobs, but it's more about doing more at the same time. I think that especially in a very fast-paced organization like PeopleShare, people are never enough, and we always want to do more and more. And if I could have like 1,000 hours instead of 24 hours per day, I would prefer it. But now this is what you can achieve through these such tools. You can do more at the same time. So bringing a balance to yourself as well as an individual and professional is important. So it's about the trial, a very important part of the change management, and to see themselves how important and helpful it will be for their careers going forward.
That's true. I also always find it very funny. You made a really good point saying it's not about the time, but it's about how much you can get done in that time. A lot of AI tools, or a lot of people who market these, say you're going to save so much time using this AI tool. And I'm looking back, I don't remember any technological advancement giving me more time. I think it's about getting a lot more done, spending less time in what we don't want to do, on what we don't want to spend time on, and more time on things that actually matter. So it increases productivity, but not in the sense of time. I think it's more about what you're able to do within that
doing
time.
More and doing them better. For example,
yes.
In the past, I wanted to create an internal announcement, an important announcement. I would create something, draft something. I would send it to the copywriters. They would make it better because I'm not native, UK native, English native. So it would be back to me, I would see it with my CEO, etc. It would go from many people and it could take, if it was a very important announcement, it could take even days until we have the final result. Now it's, I don't know, within 10 minutes, maybe 15, if we want to make something really, really important and difficult. And we are very sure of the result as well, that it's not going to be only fast, but it is also going to have the quality that we wanted to have. And quality is one of our values, of our corporate values. So it helps us do our work faster and better at the same time.
It's true. I think People Sort has always been a very inspiring example for me, and also you and how you manage that internally. I really hope the same process for a lot more companies that are struggling with how to bring the technology to their company, and at the same time, how to manage this change and how to make sure that employees are still content with this. So it's been a great journey together with you. And thank you so much also for coming and doing this episode together. And I'm looking forward to everything we can do after.
Thank you. Thank you, Helen, as well. Thank you very much for your help. You have been amazing throughout all this journey. Thank you for today as well. You're an excellent host this podcast. Thank you.
Thanks, Dimitra. Bye.
Bye-bye.